Air Force seniors Tyler Ledford and Dylan Abood told the flight path this week they realize they've been given a rare opportunity to get another crack at their biggest rival in Atlantic hockey. The Falcons travel to West Point this weekend for an Atlantic Hockey quarterfinal series, and Abood, the team's captain, and Ledford, one of its assistants, took time to talk about the series. We start by asking Ledford about missing the first series because of injury.
No.
So,
too bad.
Yeah. Well, and I guess the first question that I would ask then is, you know, I know it's probably your biggest rival, if not your biggest rival, and just how nice is it for you to get another crack at those guys when you weren't sure if it was going to happen?
Yeah, no, I'm absolutely really excited. I got to watch the whole, I don't know if you've seen the games before, that whole ceremony where the seniors, after they do the songs, alma maters, and the seniors stand on the red line, and it was just weird being in there in this suit and not being able to play in that game, and I did believe that I wasn't going to be able to have this opportunity again, so I'm really excited to go out there and play him again. I didn't think I was going back there either, even to West Point, so it's a great place to play, and it's a great environment, and I really like it, and I'm really excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not particularly familiar with what the environment is like there, but how does it compare to some of the other road games that you play?
Honestly, it's a pretty similar environment to our rink. Their stands are kind of right over the glass, though, so it's kind of cool with that, and you see all of them. It's usually pretty packed there with all the students and all the military members, and they're all rooting for Army, obviously. So that's definitely up there. The only other environment that might be equal, maybe RIT, but besides that, not a lot of rinks rivalry. It's a pretty cool experience, especially we've only seen it when it's kind of been this rivalry game, so I'm guessing they usually fill it more when we're there.
Okay. Now, having to play these guys in a best-of-three series with pretty much the season on the line, what's the approach been these past few weeks gearing up for that? Because you've known for a week and a half who it's going to be.
Yeah. So we know the Animal are playing against this West Point team. They're a good team, and they work so hard. And kind of the message for our guys is just we got to match their intensity. And that's what they bring, and that's what we need to bring as well. So we match their intensity, and hopefully we can beat them more in a skilled game. We'll see, but we absolutely need that intensity piece there, and that's kind of what we've been working on.
Okay. And just, I guess, the confidence level of the team would be another question I'd have, because you guys have bounced back and had a pretty nice second half and, went from sort of the depths of Atlantic Hockey to into a bye week, which was pretty impressive. I mean, what's the mindset of the boys going into this weekend?
Yeah, it's been such a weird year, like you said, just all the injuries and just different things. We just haven't been able to click. I don't really want to make excuses, but it's been a weird year, to say the least. So I guess the mindset is we know we can win. We had the team last year that won the conference, pretty much the same team. So we know we can win. We have a lot of old guys. So I think we're getting ready for the playoffs, and we're confident in our ability in the playoffs because we've been to Rochester the last year before this. And so we know we have it in us. We haven't played the most consistent on a week-to-week basis, but we're still feeling pretty good going into this series.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things that's been something people have talked a lot about, but I think it bears mentioning again, is just Bill's play and just how consistent he is, because I've looked through his stats all year, and he just never gives up more than two or three goals. And, I mean, what a boost that has to be, I guess, for the guys playing in front of him, right?
Yeah, I mean, we honestly saw this coming. We knew it. We see him in practice all last year, even when Sterrett was playing. And he is our rock. He's our backbone. And we're honestly so fortunate to have him. He brings it. He prepares every game, every practice he prepares. He's the hardest worker out there. And he just shows it how consistent he is. And we're so lucky to have him. He truly is our MVP.
Mm-hmm.
That was Air Force Senior Assistant Captain Tyler Ledford on this weekend's Big Atlantic Hockey Series at Army West Point. That interview and the upcoming one by Captain Dylan Abood are brought to you by Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices throughout Colorado's Front Range. Call or click on their banner ad on the Flight Path homepage today. We began our interview with Dylan Abood talking about how grateful he was to also get another chance at Army.
When you found out that you guys would get another shot at Army this season, what was your reaction?
I don't think I've ever been more excited for a quarterfinal playoff series in my life. having the chance to go into their building after, I mean, yeah, obviously, like you said, earlier this year they came into our building and swept us, left a sour taste in my mouth, and especially not knowing if I'd ever have the chance to get them back senior year. And the way things worked out, I really just couldn't be more excited about the situation we're in. And, yeah, really looking forward to it.
And they're going to catch you guys in a much healthier state than they did back in November. How much of a boost is that for Air Force?
Absolutely, yeah. We're definitely a completely different team, not only having everybody healthy, but also kind of the way that we're playing right now. There's no question about it. I think we're 10-3 since the break, and we've been playing really good hockey. Had some ups and downs since the break, but coming into playoffs right now, the way we've been playing, the group that we have, full confidence, and so it's a completely different team from what they saw earlier in the year, and really excited to take this group to Army for a best of three series.
There really have been a couple of things that, at least to me, have stood out, and we've discussed these actually previous this year, but I wanted to circle back because I think they probably played a role in the second half resurgence, and you can tell me if they did or didn't, but Bill's play has been unbelievably consistent, and I think the special teams, especially the penalty kill, and just defensively, it seems like you guys have tightened the screws down a little bit. I mean, is it fair to say that those have been some of the main factors for you guys in the second half?
Yeah, absolutely. Other than Bill, those other two you mentioned were things that we struggled with. I mean, Bill has been outstanding all year, no question about it, and especially in the second half. He has he's given us a chance to win every night. He's played and he's made huge saves. He's made every save that he's expected to make, and he's been our best player, no question about that, and that's important to have going into playoffs. Obviously, you want your goalie playing his best hockey, and that's what Bill has been doing, so we have full confidence in him. The other two, penalty kill and then team defense, those are two things that we take a lot of pride in on our team, and things that we struggled with the first half and have definitely turned around in the second half. We've kind of gotten into our groove. Penalty kill, other than the Canisius game, we've been outstanding, and same with team defense. Like you mentioned, we've definitely tightened it up, given up a lot less major chances, I'd say. And so, yeah, those are two things that are two of three things that I'd say are most important aspects of our team identity, is that team defense and penalty kill. And we've been doing a good job and feeling good about it going into playoffs.
What do you guys have to do then to move forward? Because it's a tough environment. Letty told me, I mean, they're right on top of you there. And obviously, I mean, you know, playing at a service academy, you either have the fans are really for you, or I imagine in an atmosphere like that, they're probably really against you.
Yeah, absolutely. But those are the kind of the funnest games, or the most fun games to play, I guess I'd say. Energy is energy regardless. So if a building is against you, then that's almost even better sometimes than if they're yelling for you. So it's definitely an exciting thing to come out. It's almost like us against the world, and we love that feeling. There's no question. So bring on the fans, bring on West Point. As far as to move forward, we need to play our game, and we need to play our team game and stick to our identity, what's made us so successful as a team. Definitely our depth is a part of that, and whoever we have in the lineup between freshmen and seniors, we need those guys that are on the ice playing their A game. Beyond that, that's all we need. As long as we take care of our team game and everybody out there is giving their A game, A effort, and A focus, then we'll move on just fine, no question about it.
Okay. The last question I wanted to ask you about was, I mean, you know, as if you needed more motivation, I mean, you've got Army in the playoffs, but with a big group of seniors, and it's a do-or-die situation, I mean, has there been anything said this week to maybe fire the boys up even more, or is it just, you know, we've been here, we know what to do?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, with the group of seniors that we have, there's no question that we want to leave a legacy, and this is our final chapter, and we definitely want to make the most of that. But we're not putting any extra pressure on ourselves. We're not necessarily doing anything differently. The guys know what's on the line, and really just it's business as usual. We'll take it a day at a time, and right now we're just worried about Friday. That's our primary focus, and we'll get there and give our best effort and do everything we can to get the job done Friday, and then we'll move forward from there. Kind of just keeping a short-term outlook. Obviously, being a senior, things are in perspective, and honestly, all that's done for me is just really try to make the most of every day that I have with these guys, special group of guys. So it's been a blessing. Obviously, not the most exciting thing to know that this will be my last year of hockey, but definitely makes you realize, puts things in perspective, little things that you might take for granted, not necessarily taking for granted anymore, like the group, every practice, every chance I have to get on the ice. So definitely making the most of it, bringing a lot of energy, and enjoying every minute. So, but as far as our team game, nothing changes. We're just looking to control what we can control and play our best hockey, and that'll start with kind of the senior group leading the way, but have full confidence. Obviously, the juniors, great class, and between those two classes, we can lead the way. Sophomores have been stepping up, and the freshmen have been playing well, too. So, just business as usual.
That was Air Force Senior Captain Dylan Aboud, and before him, Senior Assistant Captain Tyler Ledford, talking about this weekend's big series at Army West Point. Thank you for listening. I'd like to also thank our sponsor, Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, for their generous support this season. Kostoff & Company at Nova Home Loans, the right loan and the right lender, with offices across Colorado's Front Range. Call or click on their ad on the homepage of the Flight Path today. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.